Minded Podcast, powered by the CDA.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
It's just the start, very start of the day. So we will see. I believe it will be very wonderful and exciting day. See, you're waiting for me.
I think to be here is the best way to start the day. So.
I know. This is Milanzan Wake Bay Chu. Both of you have amazing things going on this week. Super busy. So I appreciate you taking the time. But Martha, I want you to tell us a little bit more about what's going on with you and your branding going through a big transformation right now.
Yes, and it's so fun that the coincidence to be there called Minded, because it's really a time I take the reflection to think about my brand and the identity about my brand. I started my company in 2015, and it was called Martha Sala Edition, because I was very involved in promoting the product and the work about craftsmen, the architect and the designer I work with. And in 6 or 7 years, I create more or less 80 pieces. So I really, really concentrated myself on work, on create a new world and a new idea how to live in contemporary. I come from an old world in design, in Italian design, it's called Azucena. Mm. And when I create my own company, I wanted to create a new kind of Azucena, but in a contemporary way. And now finally, I work on identity, because I think after these 3 or 4 years we passed so difficult and so concentrated in what we are and what we have to do, each of us in the way we work, brand is very important to represent an ideal and an heritage. And so I take away edition because it creates confusion. And I add Milan, because my identity is Milan. The story of my brand is in Italy. Milan is the capital of the design, or one of the most important capital of the design. My craftsmen are around Milan. So I add Milan to my brand. And it seems a small difference, but I think it's a big difference. I'm very happy about that.
For what it's sad to see it. What about you, Frank?
It's quite a challenge, also amazing to come back to Milan. So as a Chinese designer, the distance sometimes is something very magic things. Mm-hmm. And we're now so close like you to everything start here. But it's the same. I have same feeling this is the top or the center of the design in the world. So every time we come here, so we are trying, we get a lot of inspiration and connection. Also, we are very humble to as a student to learn a lot of things. And this year we have we can bring something, our latest works here. We are quite exciting about the answer, what feedback about this thing. Also, trying to find the more direction after the pandemic, how to reconnect every people or even more. Yeah.
We want to forget about pandemic, but pandemic was such a impactful thing in the industry. Like looking back in the last 3 years and where you are today, what are some of the transformations that you see in how the industry in general is evolving from that point?
I think quality is really the issue. And people are more involved by design because they spend a lot of time, I think, at home. So looking about, thinking about design and how they would love to live, how they want to live with design. So I think identity, quality, bespoken, all these things becomes more and more important because clients can be part of the process of creation. For example, I go to my craftsman one or twice by week because every single piece of my collection is very, very bespoken. And again, I think design is something part of the affection. People will live with a part of his life with a piece of design. So the bespoken and made on measure is really something to bring clients more involved. And even professional, I think they're looking for product aside the brand with identity, with heritage, with legacy. So I think Made in Italy, for example, nowadays we really have to focus on this real quality about Made in Italy. So craft and industrial design all together. The things about my brand, because I'm a very, very small brand, I really, really offered to professional a kind of help to go further in what clients are waiting nowadays from design. And I think design is the cultural place nowadays where everybody wants to be. This is the reason even all the brand, fashion brand, come in design. So we really have to be focused on identity, knowledge, ideas, inspiration. I don't know what you think about, but it's really something more and more challenging, no?
Yeah, I'm totally agree with this part. And because there are so many products, so many designs, so many
brands. It's
difficult
to make the difference.
Yes. Also, how to bring something really useful and value things to the audience, to the market. It's very important always. And also before the video, and we talk about a lot of things about the AI, about the Instagram, about the social media. So how to also behind this, most important, how to put the most valuable thing behind the design. Also for me also is very important as well. So a design is not just the shape, design for solving the problem. Also, personally, I believe after the pandemic, there will be so many things is changing. It seemed the pandemic was already passed.
No, I think
but
it's just now.
Yeah, it's under our daily life. It's under the world. Maybe some big wave is just waiting for us. It's about from many parts. Also, I believe this is about the time. As a designer, we need to think about this thing to facing some uncertain future and prepare something. Also, this is a much more important as well. Yeah.
Sure, and I think quality is really what can be safe, to face with. So yeah. It's different because I am an entrepreneur, you are a designer, and I think it's nice we can talk about that. Because as entrepreneur, I think it's very important to deal with architect and designer to support them, to understand the way they think about design. Yeah. And then with craftsmen, because for me, craftsmen is really part of my project, to go further. And then clients, we always have to take care about final clients. It's very, very important. We don't design for ourselves. We don't produce for ourselves. We produce to promote a quality and an idea, but to go all over the world. Because I think a piece of design, if it's not sold, is not a question of money. It's just a question of the identity of design. Because design is something to be used, to be, live with.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I think if you don't sell something, you're disappointed because you say it's not successful because...
Yeah, exactly. It's useless. It's just inside your collection room.
There
is pointless.
That's an interesting point. So you see that perhaps a piece of collection is not performing as something perhaps is not what the world needs or something that the market is not interested in. How do you kind of make sense of that? Because you spend a lot of time working prototypes and developing, sketching and working with the craftsmen and your team, but they sometimes turn out a little different. What do you believe?
This year we have some topic for our team is balancing. So I believe designer is the quite special career. You need to always to find the balancing point, like you said. Also, not only about these things, also balancing with the philosophy, arts, and the commercial, the business, balancing with the manufacturer, handcrafts, or something. Also with the quality, with the cost, with everything. So everything is about find the balance point. Mm-hmm. Also, we have this responsibility to don't create rubbish,
Totally.
Yes.
It is a kind of ethic. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, it's no easy to find the balance point, such as these things. It's just let people understand this just by the shape, interesting or elegant shape, but behind this, actually, we want to inform people to those people who doesn't do the gym every day. I believe this is the most population of the human being that are not doing the gym every day, maybe 90%. Mm-hmm. But those people, if we can use something or design something and can increase their healthy timing space, maybe for each people just 5 minutes every day, I believe is huge successful for a designer for solving those type of the problem for those type of the people. So this is thing is just behind the real design parts is trying to solve this problem. Like this thing can appear inside your life, not like a professional dumbbell you just keep inside your wardrobe or storage room, just can appear over your office table or your dining table, and you can saw it. It's inside your life, and it's like a sign to inform you you should stop, take a break, and go. Even you don't need to touch it, don't need to do it like this way, but take a break. So this is something we really want to contend under the surface, under the shape. Yeah, and also we are looking for good company or good brands who can support designer to the good designer, yeah, to find this kind of balance. Yeah.
And it's when you're talking about shape and beauty. I think shape, beauty, and function is really, really linked. I produced a chair last year. The most part of my furniture, the first collection, were designed by Lazzarini Pickering, who are two architects. They are based in Rome, very, very talented and very, very great masters. And from last year, I started to work with Federico Peri. Maybe you know, he's a, he's a younger designer, and he's a designer, not an architect. So it's a different way to go in a project. And he designed a chair, and the chair was perfectly oval, but it was not very stable. So I had to change the shape of the chair, and now it's not oval, it's not precisely oval. It's a beautiful shape, and the chair stand up. So it's very fun how function obliged me to change the shape, and the new shape is beautiful because it's functional. So I totally think all these things are linked together.
Yeah, I know this thing very well.
Totally.
Under the everyday's job, we need to...
And the millimeters makes the difference, and it's really something, it's very, very precise design,
exactly.
I think. It cannot be something else. It has to be these things.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to explain, but you can experience, no? I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, every day we need to deal with all these things. You need to make decision to because there's so many elements under or behind when you create something new. And also this is not an art piece. People need to use it.
And it makes the big difference, I think.
Big,
so big. The big difference,
yes.
Yeah.
And every day we need to make decision and find the balance, because something you want it, but something you have to lose. So always.
It's a kind of compromise.
To get something, you gotta give something back, kind of situation.
And production even gave a solution, because once you have to produce something, at the end, there is an evidence on how it has to be done, that is another solution. And this is the reason I really say craftsman for me is very part of what I do, because at the end, the last word, they will have it, because you know, if it's broken or if it is broken, if it's comfortable. And so it's a very, very funny and very enriching exchange with them. And by chance, out of Milan, you got this incredible place like Brianza, you can produce everything. So I got about 6 or 5 craftsmen, because each piece I produce, there is more, 3 or 4 person working on them. And so in one day, they can put together all the different scales, no? And it's very important. So this is the reason contemporary and modern design born in Milan, in fact, because Brianza was there, the production was there. And it's important nowadays to continue to preserve. So I talk a lot about them, because I really, really apply myself to support Italian creativity and production, both of them.
We're just talking about balance. And that's an interesting topic, because we're talking about protecting the heritage and the craftsmanship around that has been around for centuries, but we're also looking to new technology to make the product to fit new material, more sustainable. Let's talk a little bit about like how you find the correct balance to incorporate those two worlds together in 2023.
It's very difficult because sustainability is something you don't really know already what we are talking about. For example, I got an architect, he came to me because they want to, they got a project of a sustainable hotel in Milan. And they said, are you able to produce sustainable furniture? And they said, let me know what you need and I can try to apply because the freedom of my production can allow me to find solution. I still wait for the for all the decalog they need.
Yeah.
So I think I don't know what you think about, but it's something very interesting, and there is a lot of work to do in that. But it's difficult to for everybody, I think, to have a real definition of what is sustainability in furniture. Because the process is very long, so the chain is very long. Where the material come, how they are work, you know, it's not an evidence, I think.
Yeah. Be honestly, I don't believe now we can produce something 100%, you know, recycling or can really achieve 100%. Sustainability, this kind of recycle.
Long, I think,
yes, it's not only about the some sustainability material, also the process, also the raw material, also during the manufacture, also during the transportation. Okay. So, but I believe this is something value we need to think about. We need to, it's just a target or a dream. We need to trying to
totally
touch it, maybe in the future. But I believe in Europe is already in the head of this position. It's not only inside the designer or design industry, also the business part, also the for the audience, the normal people. Mm-hmm. They already got this kind of things value deep inside their mind. They really will pay. You know, pay even more to choose something.
Sure. Yeah. But quality, I think, you know, quality and the fact that if you produce something during in the time is one of the goal, I think, in design, you know, something timeless, something that people will fall in love so they will keep. It's not just the main things, but it's really part, I think, of one of the idea about society.
Well, the committee for the argument that you should do something that will last. These are sustainable product. And then it will last for 30, 40 years. It's going to go to the next generation. So then you don't need to buy it again.
Yeah, this is kind
of... You can make that argument as well. But what I appreciate is the honesty right here. Because we hear about sustainability and we'll call it the greenwash. All, every single company. But in our conversation, a lot of times, like, yes. But how you ship it? How you pack it?
Totally.
All those things counts for it. And the fact that you came in and said, there's no way we can do that today. It's just not possible. But we're aiming, that's the goal, eventually to be able to achieve them. It's very important to be honest with that conversation so people understand that, listen, we're a work in progress. We, these industries and smart people, a lot of designers, architects, incredible people, we'll figure it out, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, there is a lot of jobs behind to finish that target. This will be a big revolution. Since the industrial revolution, maybe this is the second revolution. All the system should be redesigned. The process from the raw material, from the machinery, from everything. So it costs time. It costs time. But we believe this is something we have to think about.
Other question I ask both of you, because it's interesting to me, for many years, of course, being an Italian-based company, the Italian designer, that was having credibility for all the legacy that comes behind. I'm interested to know about you, being a Chinese designer for the last few years, there's a moment of visibility and attention to the country. But do you feel like, how have the Western world, us in Europe and America, have seen it? Because I've been to Design Shanghai before, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. I was very impressed. Me too. So wow, I was like, how come I'm not aware of this? I was upset at myself because I shouldn't be aware. And then he opened up my mind tremendously that there's so much that we're not exposed. We don't see it. But coming from that region, coming from that world, can you tell me a little bit about like how your evolution, you know, in everything?
It's quite a big conversation because I believe I'm trying to find the root reason or the root reason. China want to be catch up, you know, the modern stage with the Western country. So also it's really, really incredible also. But inside China, we have this conversation too, how to balance with the Western or East country or the culture. But for me, it's not balanced with the Western or East. It's balanced with the East, with the modern. Mm. China, I believe, it already become the most modern country in the world.
I love China.
Yeah, check.
I'm totally fascinated by China.
Yeah, check the skyline of the city.
Yeah.
It's always a modern tower. I believe this most number of the modern tower is inside China. It's in Shanghai, in Shenzhen, in Beijing. It's totally different. And but this is a double face. Sometimes I feel it's too without we destroy a lot of our.
Yeah. That's so.
Old past memory a lot, but you know, it's always we're a developing country. Something good, something wrong, something we need to move like in this way. And now it's most modern country in the world, but we're still a developing country inside the, you know, the knowledge in the system, the software parts. Design is one of the parts of this kind of process. We do believe we can share a lot of our energy and know-how and the value to the China in the next stage to real catch up the becoming the real developing country, mm-hmm. after developing country. So yes, it seemed from the surface, from the face parts, when you come to China, will be amazing. It's totally out of your imagination. And everything, we do really don't need any cash in China 5 years before. I already forget what is wallet. I already forget what is credit cards.
Yeah.
And recently some foreign friends from US and European come back to China and they want trying to use cash. But nobody can make the exchange to him.
Yeah.
You know me? Everyone goes there. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, no, you need a WeChat. I'm like, okay, together.
You know, it's fun because I got a gallery I started to work with before pandemic. Now I hope it will start again. It's from Shanghai. And he told me that there is a new generation because the furniture I do, I didn't think it would be successful in China for young generation because I thought they were looking for someone else. And in fact, she told me that the clients, that they sell my furniture, yes, they're young generation looking for identity again, for things very, very well done, for craft, for something very traditional in the way they're done, but looking contemporary. So I was very happy about that because I was very proud to enter in a market like China, in that part of the market, because for me, young generation, you always have to deal with, to understand what they need, what they want. So it was a very, very nice experience for me, the Chinese market. It's just the beginning, but I was very happy about that.
Yeah, for me, I mean, the stage, it will be very interesting because it's really totally different country, totally different history behind. The scene, well, so modern, we dress the modern clothes and we driving the same car, electronic cars, we use the same mobile phone. But deep inside, we do have a little bit, a lot of culture things different, which also is attract me a lot, like Italy, you know, when I visit here, it's the same thing. I like here, I like the culture here, also is very interesting for me as well. But the stage in China compared with Italy, like design industry or the furniture industry, I do believe it's around maybe 1980s, more or less that stage.
Okay.
At this moment in China.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more or less. We don't have so many brands yet. And our media is just a very, also is in the grow up stage. And about how to define design, I believe in the top layer of in Europe is totally another layer. When we talk about design, but in China we just a startup, and we need a lot of design for the commercial, for Chinese identity, a lot of things. But I believe the future will be quite amazing, quite exciting for all the people, not only about Chinese designer, but also the designer from every country.
I think it's what's happening. In fact, every country is taking care more about our designer, our production, all over the world. And I don't know if after the pandemic, but in fact, what is real, if you go, I've been in Dubai, and they got, you know, big things about craft in Dubai. I've been in Abu Dhabi, they got, so all the countries, I think they really take a kind of different attention to the potential they got and the knowledge they got. Again, I think there is a difference between a piece of design and a piece of beautiful craft. Yeah. This is very, very, nowadays I think there is a little bit of confusion. So everything well done is not design. But aside of that, I think it's beautiful that in each country there is a kind of new attention. And even because of this big brand, in fact, because all these big brands in luxury, they support, you know, like Homo Faber, like all these things. So I think this is very, and again, maybe pass through even again a new humanization about production and attention. And so I think it's a very rich period we are living. Difficult, but I don't know what you feel, but very exciting.
Yeah, I'm totally agree. It's a very rich period, and we can have a lot of space or imagination space. And there is a lot of way, direction back to China. I can every day is I don't have enough time for realize all the direction or the dreams. A lot of things we can do. Some Chinese culture, Chinese handcraft, Chinese even the some for very modern design or something. Everything you need you can build up from the very startup.
As we said before, everything goes too fast again.
Yeah, too fast again.
Now, going back to the Furniture Fest, which so many to see. I mean, we're talking about this is the biggest week in design in the world. Thousands of exhibitions and new collections. How do you manage to cancel the noise, you know, and be able to really focus on your vision, on your brand without finding, oh, this is interesting. Maybe I can do that. Oh, this is interesting. When you factor, I mean, ideas come and goes, and no thing is part of the process of evolution. But like, how do you minimize the distraction and keep set when you set a goal and keep moving forward that goal?
I'm totally, how do you say, irresponsible in that, because I always go in my direction. I really try to think what we need on the market. And I tried to give a kind of solution from my background, my vision, because.
So the market is the main thing you're looking at?
Like, no. I look what I think is missing on the market. It's different point of view. Yeah, exactly. Because the offer is so huge that really to find, you know, a place to find. So talking about really quality, bespoken, on demand, all these things, because being small, you react, it's easier to give a specific answer to a specific need. And it's really what I try to give to the market. For example, this year I decided to do something about outdoor, because since Edder with Lazzarini Piccanin, they produce both, they design both. So we always was working between indoor and outdoor the same. And finally, I realized that all the Salone was about outdoor, but I just realized it about 15 days ago because I really go by my direction. So maybe I have to pay more attention to what's happened outdoor. But again, you know, I think at a certain point, it's about 40 years I'm in design. So I think my vision, I have to support my vision to make the difference because my vision will be just mine as your vision, no? So I think we don't have to be afraid to have identity, to have character. Identity, I think nowadays, is really, really important because people love to find a different things from the market. I think all the money coming in the market of furniture is super because the quality is growing, but is a little bit a standard production. So I think people are a little bit fed up to see in all the brand the same thing. So really identity, quality, and this is really, and so like entrepreneur, I think the identity is really what I am, my DNA, and what I try to promote. Not because of me, but because of a kind of story I am, a heritage about. So I really try to promote even that. And it's so fun because people look at my furniture and they say they're Italian. And I don't know how they recognize it, but in fact they are Italian. So this is
translated.
Yeah. This is important, I think.
I'm quite jealous about this thing because it's a great question because I can tell it's also I think this question many years ago start to think about this question, and even nowadays it's also is very quite important question for me because my type is like collaborate with so many different brands. So there is a lot of appointments or some opportunities or something they want to collaborate with you, and you need to take care to find the direction.
Paradise.
And also there's maybe so many information rush to us, to me. I believe this is the core part. I believe it's something you need to find something inner, not only about the design, not only about the career, even about yourself, even yourself. And I believe recently I can handling 80%. I believe is too much better than 5 years before. And one hand. It's about, I think I know what is design more. And I can tell which design or also shape myself, which design I should take attention, I should pay energy, also lead my team for the direction. Design is about to solve the problem, but before solving the problem, trying to find the most valuable problem first. If you choose the wrong problem, where the problem is not very worthwhile for solve it. Mm. So this is a big, big problem. Everything will cancel, you know, later on. So
yeah, if you mistake the point.
Yes. And so as a young designer before, so of course we always want trying to interesting about something. We need to solve this corner, or we need to find some new material, and we need to, it seemed correct.
Yeah.
But maybe there is some problem you create by yourself, where you believe this is a problem. So you need to find by a larger scale and to understand how the world runs and to find the real meaningful.
It must be difficult because I come from a school where the furniture, even from my mother, it was designed by architect. And I think architect, you build something and then you make the furniture you need for the... So it's easier because you always have a need.
Yeah.
But like designer coming out of the blue and I say, okay, what can I do, what I have to do? I think it's more difficult because you really had to have even the idea how and why and about. It's totally different way to arrive to a piece of furniture. And I don't think it's easier.
It's super easier, difficult.
Like, yeah. No, I can really understand.
Yeah,
that's a conversation I had yesterday with the previous podcast. A lot of times people being designers, such a an artistic phase, you know, journey through fun and exciting things, but it's a lot of work. It's hard work. It's a lot of trials, failures, and figuring things out. But so what? When we invited both of you and you both accepted to be part of the podcast with us, I was super excited that I look at the calendar and I saw both of you were set up on the same day, because I feel you have so much in common. Both of you are very key in quality and the identity of your brand and of your product. So I was so thrilled that we got the chance to influence a pledge here for all the world. So we have very interesting dynamic perspective.
This, I think, is the beauty of what we do, is really because design is more genuine, for example, than fashion, because it's really a story about real people, real person, real object. I think an art is totally in another thing. So I'm very happy to be part of that kind of world, because no, I don't know what about you. I think there is a kind of reality, a kind of deepness, and you can share a lot of the world, and you can meet authentic people through design.
Yeah, of course, I'm very pleased and a pleasure to be here, and thank you, Yuri and Minded, so connect, you know, the new friends. So I do feel the same. We have a lot of common and connection. I'm a Chinese designer. It's a little bit far away from Europe, but during my career, I discovered in the end, the most, the greatest designer in the world. Mm-hmm. We all share really, really, really very same value and the way how we see the world and see our career or our capacity or our power, how to transfer to the world.
I'm thrilled about the choice of both of you, but before I close, I wanted you to tell us, where can we see you this week in Milan? A little bit about the collection to wrap it up, and then they could do the same for us.
So I will stay, it's a little bit frustrating because I will stay all the day to the showroom. I would love to go around to see.
Me too as well. I don't think I have time.
So yeah. Please come to see me. Yeah. It's Corso Monforte.
Definitely, yes.
15. And it's where Floss and Quadrat are. I'm a first floor. And it's a small gallery because, again, I love the idea. If someone come to see me, I want to be there and I want to receive him because it's a privilege. I think that people from all over the world come to see you. So I really, really spend most of my time there from 10 to 7. And again, we were talking about that. I'm so impressed that in this mess, someone come to me. And more people, in fact, are looking for something very, very unique and very... So I think we have to be very patient and to very focus on what we are fighting for. And then at the end, the market, even the market give you the result you need, I think. I'm very, very faithful about that.
Yeah, and me too. Very humble
for
to
myself,
be here.
Thank you.
But what can we see your work this week in your villa?
We have two different kind of spots. One is in Louis Vuitton Objet Noir. So I believe it's very easy to find from Instagram. The location and the poster. And another is we show two items. One is this dumbbell, and also another is recycling rubber outdoor chair in Isola district. So also it's very easy to, you can find the, it's very, you know, Isola district, I think very well. Also in the very end, I believe, thank you for get attention about what happened in China. It's if you're interesting about China, not only you have been the album behind the camera. So it's really, really amazing and a lot of opportunity there. And also to trying to dig about the culture and the handcrafts about China and transfer to the world, to the modern. Yes, also I become the curator of Design Shanghai for young talents everywhere as well. So there will be a lot of stories in the future.
The first time I was in China, I was to visit a design fair, but it was in 2011, something like that.
Oh, 2011.
And it was so fun because I was asking for a price for one chair, And it was impossible to have a press one chair just for a container because it was totally different way to think about design. It was, I never knew what was the price of one piece because it was just huge.
Yes, for mass production.
Totally, totally. It was in 2011 or 10, something like that.
Yeah.
This makes me very happy because for us, the main core out of the Minded podcast and through the CDA is to really highlight creativity everywhere and anywhere in the world. That's the phone line, that's the bottom line. Creativity is the main core for us. And both of you are incredible ambassadors for our industry. Thanks for joining me today. We appreciate it.
Discover the intersection of art and design at the Gaggenau Design Elementi Hub in Milan. From April 18th to the 22nd, explore the unique art exhibition No, 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 No by H.H. Lim, which explores the complexity of communication and the power of saying no. Featuring innovative designs and state-of-the-art appliances, the Gaggenau Design Elementi Hub is the perfect place to discover the latest in art and design. Don't miss this limited-time opportunity to experience the best of both worlds. Minded Podcast, powered by the CDA. This episode was created in partnership with Gaggenau Sutherland Furniture, Marta Sala, and Illy Cafe. A special thank you to Cece Tapis.